Toof beat. Welcome back to the Toof Podcast. Last episode was a manic, and he was freestyling, and yeah, I just wanted to have a special guest on my podcast because I haven't done a special guest in a long time. But I want to thank you for coming out and listening to my podcast for this week. Thanks for watching my podcast this week up on YouTube. Look for me on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Spooncast, Pocket Cast, you name it, I'm on it. Or wherever you get your podcast at, this is good for me. But the video one is on Spotify and YouTube. So please go check that out. Like, subscribe, follow, hit the bell. The links are all in the description. Anything that I talk about, I always put the link in the description. If I talk about another artist, I put a link to the artist page in the description. And what I do is I link their BandLab page. So you can, you know, go find them and like them too. And, from most platforms, the description is where you can just click on a link, and sometimes they put it out on a description where there's no link. So sorry, you're going to have to copy that web address and paste it in your browser, to go follow them and stuff like that. But I try to make it user friendly. So on Spotify, you can click on the link, and on YouTube, you can click on the link and it'll go straight to that artist. So I want to touch up on my merchandise. Merchandise is available to everybody that checks out my site. There's a fee for the items if you want to purchase them, but you can go check out Ghost 505 Ghost Town Entertainment merch, and the web address is 505ghosttown.com. So go check out my merch there. I also you should. I do a lot of things in the Discord, and I'll do question and answers and interviews and stuff like that in the Discord, and then I use that content back for an episode or something like that. I'll use the collaborations with other artists in an episode, in a future episode. So be look on the look out for that. But join my Discord. The link is in the description below. Follow me on Spotify. It's under my artist name, TOOF, capital T, lowercase OO, capital F, and all my music's there. You should check out the song called "Weight of the World" and "Ghostwrite." "Weight of the World" is with Grable, and "Ghostwrite" is with Toddzilla. Their links are in the description below, just to let you know. And I got a bone to pick with the number one music site. So it's like number one music site that I registered and I paid for a Diamond membership, and I get like a lot of plays. Like it's a lot. But I wanted to cancel my membership or my auto pay so it wouldn't go to re sign up for that Diamond membership, and I don't have to worry about it until November. But I've been trying to contact the owners of the site for like 3 months now, telling them to cancel it and no, I don't want the auto pay no more, and they still haven't done it. And so I think I'm just gonna go to the bank and see if they could stop payment to that company when they come to take the money out. That's the only thing I can do, or they'll just tell me to get a new debit card, and then I'll have to call all the people that have auto pay on and get that squared away. But it is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, go check out that. In New Mexico, I'm like number one. I'm not sure what I'm in the world. I didn't feel like going on recently because they've been making me mad. So, go to the oh on hit Reverb Nation. I'm number one in New Mexico. Just I'm always posting. I'm always sharing. I'm always giving updates, and I do that to all my sites, all my whatever. So if you want to go to any of these sites that I'm talking about, the link will be in the description. But yeah, go check out that Reverb page. Follow my the Toof Band Lab page. So if you want to go to bandlab.com/DA_TOOF, that will be where I publish my music, publish my beats, anything I'm currently working on. You can get a taste of what I'm doing. You can follow the music progress that I do. Because when I get finished with the beat, I do publish that beat. And then later on, when I write to the beat or have somebody else write to the beat and or whatever, and then we record it, then I publish a recording, as I go. Some versions or some songs, I don't post the revisions as I go, because the other song is probably with somebody else, and I just want to make it fair and publish it all at the same time. And usually that happens when we're satisfied with the track and stuff. But yeah, that's what I'm messing up. I'm messing up a lot. I'll be right back. Go follow my Reverb page, and then also follow Two's page. So it's 5052 for 2505. Anyways, the link will be in the description of my YouTube page. Like, subscribe, follow, hit the bell. Those are always good to do. That would help me out a lot, and I really, really, really greatly appreciate it. And we can talk about Spooncast now. I don't want to talk about that. Follow my Twitter account. Link will be in the description below. That's all I got to say about my links. I also made some beats lately. They took a little while to make. These beats were kind of, put up on the shelf, pushed back, didn't work on for a long time. And I decided to come out and make a country beat and country sound. And when I got finished with the beat, it was way far from a country beat. It was more hip hop beat. And I'll let you decide what kind of genre I should place it in. Please comment below. Help me out here with the making of this song. Let me know if you think it should be hip-hop or rap or R&B or country R&B or country hip-hop. All right, we'll play that for you right now. Yeah, that was the Must, 114 beats per minute, instrumental right now. I'm looking to write to that. It's going to be off the chain. I don't know what to say. Yeah, we'll just go into... Exotic Packs with Maniac. That was a good beat. I haven't got his feedback on the song yet. After he recorded it, I told him I was going to edit it in the studio, and I I kind of took my time, you know, dealing with being sick and all, but I finally got it finished the other day. And yeah, you guys should take a look at it. It was on an album called The Getaway, and now it's on the album Beats by Two, Volume 5. This was a track called Random, and we re-recorded it with just Maniac. Yeah, so check it out. Let me know what you think.
Microphone checker, ain't nobody on the block that does it better. I'm in the flow and I'ma give you something you gon' remember. You know that I do this here and I'ma get it forever, cause that's the way I stay flowing, cause my rap stay golden. All these haters in the game know that that's what's up. I got a double cup, I'm about to double up. You know I'm rolling on some kill that smells like a fruit roller. These suckers know that I do it, I show them love. I'm smoking killer bud, and you know that we got a lot of plugs selling on that good medicine. I'm a north, south, east, west veteran from the city of Albuquerque. We get it in a bag so big you can stuff a turkey. You know that we do it every day, we dry it on a stick like beef jerky. All these haters in the game want some, we serving Merle.
Mary Jane, smoking just to maintain. On the mic, I do my thing. Gorilla money, mafia. Started packs of Mary Jane, smoking just to maintain. On the mic, I do my thing. Gorilla money, mafia.
All up in the gutter, I pop and don't stutter. Last fools that beef with us, we hit him and his brother. All up in the dome, and two off in the udder. Talking all that shit, we riding straight up out the gutter. Flows for days, smoking cushion the haze. I got a freestyle sucker that'll leave you amazed. That's the way that I'm rapping, every day I stay trapping. If you're beefing with my clique, guaranteed that we clap.
To Mary Jane, smoking just to maintain. On the mic, I do my thing. Gorilla money, mafia. Started packs of Mary Jane, smoking just to maintain. On the mic, I do my thing. Gorilla money, mafia. Started packs of Mary Jane, smoking just to maintain. On the mic, I do my thing. Gorilla money, mafia. Started packs of Mary Jane, smoking just to maintain. On the mic, I do my thing. Gorilla money, mafia.
Yeah, I'm gonna try a freestyle to do this. Take my glasses off. In the back, I don't even trip. I'm getting back, I'm getting sick, I'm getting Yeah. My mind's wasting away in time, I'm gonna die. I see my dreams in my life, I see it fly by. Always seem to be, can't get to where you're getting at. And dead and something in your life is missing. Not to mention where you're living, not even pimping. You think that's gonna be my life? Shit, dog, you're tripping. I'm on the go. New clothes, bows and hoes, yeah, yo. But I know when I'm rolling with my bros, and they all got my back, and they all smoke dro, don't you know, yo? So, in this segment, it's going to be about you. It's going to be about everybody else. So, what I wanted to do in this segment is announce something that I'm going to start doing. So, I'm going to make a country album, or a country single, start off there and see where it goes. Besides that, let's get that out of the way. What I'm really trying to say is, if you like my sounds, and you like the crisp sounds of the recordings and the different artists that I record and stuff, if you like that, I could do that for you. If you're a rapper out there, or if you're a singer out there, if you're R&B, whatever your heart desires, I can be the recording studio and the producer of the track. We won't talk about details on royalties and all that, because we'll sit down and discuss that between ourselves. But I'm offering that to everybody out there that wants to come to the studio, get a good quality recording, and period. We'll go from there. But to give you an idea of what I how good my how good my quality is of my recordings, I'll play you a song. It's called Ghostwright. I recorded it. I did the beat. Then Toddzilla came over. I recorded him, edited, and voila. And so I'll play that for you real quick. It's called Ghostwright by with Toddzilla.
Super tight, I'm on the next level. Grab the mic and go. Next thing you know, you're on the radio. Keep on trying, steadily grinding, always shining, never be lying. Every day I spit, record hits like this. Collecting my wins is a hit or miss. Stacking up chips up in the limelight. Every night blowing up like dynamite. Short fuse, light it up, and rock show. Just saying, finish him, give it that blow. Take the crown and the people will follow. Choose a good path and don't be shallow. Life is what you make it, so don't even trip. Just sit back, enjoy this life's membership. In a ghost town, something's not right. I got that feeling when I go out of the night. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. No one to hear your screams and cries. In a ghost town, something's not right. I got that feeling when I go out of the night. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. No one to hear your screams and cries. In a ghost town, something's not right. Kinda like the pipe and the spokes of your bike. I got the kind of feeling when I step it in the night. So at least up my necks and got on the mic. This ain't no hype, nowhere to run. Lyrically commit a murder, I don't need a gun. Just begun, so if you don't know, gonna make every hole jump out the window. With no innuendo, no further reading. I got some demons dance on the ceiling. You're dreaming, and anyone can see. Never ever have clever as a person's me. Saying that I'm better, man, I think that's seen. How suckers making music and you think that's creep. So until we're at the top, I think you just need chill. You know we always getting paper, but it's always bill. In a ghost town, something's not right. I got that feeling when I go out of the night. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. No one to hear your screams and cries. In a ghost town, something's not right. I got that feeling when I go out of the night. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. No one to hear your screams and cries.
So that's the quality I'm doing. I'm coming up with in the studio, live with the guitar, with piano. I make it happen. So if you need to get a hold of me, the best way to get a hold of me is message me on BandLab. The link will be in the description below. So get at me and we'll make this happen. Albuquerque, anybody out there that really wants to do really good, that is really good, and they want to have the recordings be so crisp and clear and everything spot on, get at me. I got you. Yeah. Yeah. So. Okay. Time has come for a segment, where I have to thank people for watching and give shout outs to people. This week, I'm giving a shout out to everybody in Florida, everybody that I met in Florida. You guys are nothing but nice and respectful, and I really enjoyed each and every one of your companies. Priscilla's sister. Thanks for accommodating us in your house. I couldn't ask for anything more. Thank you so much. I want to shout out to my girlfriend, Priscilla. She's the biggest trooper I know. And, you know, she made this vacation happen for us. And yeah, I couldn't ask for anything more. I also want to give a shout out to Amber Tillerson. She's my sister. She's my rock during all these hard times. And, you know, she's the best. And I want to give a shout out to a guy named Chad, also Randy, and a dude named Ted. Thanks for supporting me. Thanks for following me. And those are just some of the people that has followed me this week. I really appreciate it. And go to my BandLab page, links in the description, and go and follow me and follow my music progress. Another shout out. I want to give a shout out to the homeless man on the corner. He looked hungry. He really looked hungry, and I feel bad for people sometimes. So I only had $3 to my name. Well, I have like gas money, like $20, but I had $3 to my name the other day, and I gave the homeless man everything I had because I wasn't as bad as him. And I can come home, get something to drink, something to eat, but I don't know. I don't know if he could or not, but I just felt like giving him the $3. It just made me feel really good about myself, regardless if he used it on beer, booze, or drugs. I just wanted to help him. And when I help people, it makes me feel good. But I don't, you know, I don't like give money to homeless people every day, but it's something I felt like God wanted me to do it. So that's why I did it. Oh yeah, and Maniac, you left your sunglasses here at the studio the other day, and I have them for you. They in safe location. Nobody, you know, safe from. Anyways, I still got your sunglasses. So whenever you can come by, and I'll give them back to you, and then maybe we do a podcast sit down episode. Or we can get in the studio and start recording some more fire. That's what I like about Maniac. He always has fire, always likes to spit, brings the fun level up and the hype level up and gets me ready to want to rap and sing and just make good music all around and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? So, also, I had another brain fart again. I've been having those a lot lately, especially this weather. It is so hot. Today, it was 105 degrees, and it's going to be like that again tomorrow, and When I'm out in the weather, I start slurring my words. My stroke symptoms come out. And I talk on the side of my mouth. And one eye, is down in the other. I don't know. And I was talking to my ex-wife, and she says, it sounds like you're sick or something. You're slurring your words. And I was out in the heat, and that's a telltale sign that I, you know, borderline heat stroke or something. And so she told me to go home and get some rest. And so I came home and got rest. But I think it's just the heat. It wears me down, and I bet you it does the same thing to you. Just puts me out. So I want to give a shout out to somebody that was on my podcast back in the day, probably season 2 or maybe season 3, probably season 2. But we went through a town on our way back from our vacation called Lafayette, Louisiana. So I want to give a big shout out to BayBay337. I'll put his link in the description below so you can follow him as well. Look at my season 2. I'm going to be featuring an artist like that again. I'm going to dedicate every episode or every other episode or every 3 episodes to a different artist. And it will be catered to that artist. We'll have interviews, talk to that person, have music playing of what he has done or she has done or whatever. So we're going to get back into the artist interviews and stuff like that. We're going to do What's the Hap again. We're do celebrity gossip. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun and amazing. So shout out to BayBay337. And I'm going to give another shout out to a guy I'm about to go pick up from work. His name is Steven. I want to give a shout out to you. Doing your thing out there. Doing your thug thizzle. Yeah. But I'll be there at 3:30 to pick you up on the dot. So I want to thank everybody that has came out to watch my podcast, listen to my podcast. It's just awesome that I have people listening to my podcast. I noticed my audience size has gone up, has jumped up over 11 new monthly listeners on my podcast, and I'm starting to get more subscribers on my podcast on YouTube. So please go like, subscribe, follow, hit the bell so you don't miss out on any new videos that I post. Next week, we're going to get into the studio and make a beat, piano, and my guitar. It's going to be a process, so, you know, yeah, it's probably going to be also a longer episode. But that's something that I get to look forward to, and you get to look forward to, too. So, until then, have a good day, guys. Peace. Love ya.
I can't even remember a simple phone number or what it just wrote, which musical note. rhyme or reason, like changes to the seasons tearing me apart. I wish I could restart. I would if I could be better understood. The point is clear. I guess I got problems and I can't escape.